It is all about relationships, but without rules and limits to guide those relationships, they will tear you down. Today on Growing Hope, we create a relationship budget that will help us walk through the process of how to live and work with the people around us.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing a few moments each day to grow up bold and purposeful lives. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, and I am here to throw a dash of twisted encouragement your way. Because twisted encouragement keeps things interesting. If you want to get a daily dose of inspiration and hope, visit snarkyrainbows.com and sign up for your blog post notices. It never hurts to have an extra dose of encouragement. Encouragement gives you that little extra you need to hold on to your balance or to get your balance when you're stumbling along. Getting your balance takes effort and investment and knowing what you have and where you're going with what you have. And the more you know, the better you can invest. If you don't know, it's easy to stumble. It's easy to lose your way. So we're working on knowing how to manage all of it. Because if you don't manage it, then you give it control. Setting a budget gives you the control you need. And we're setting a budget, or we have set a budget, for time, for space, for finances. And today, we're going to set a budget for relationships. Yes, you heard me right. We are going to budget our relationships. You may not want to call it a budget, but when it comes down to balancing relationships, you can follow the exact same process that we've been walking through, those five actions we've been taking and using to set our budgets, and you can apply those to the relationships in your life. So first, you're going to test your relationships. You're going to make a list of the people and activities that you're involved in and that are in your life, and you're going to look at how you're investing in those people and with those people. The second thing you're going to do is evaluate the results that you're getting from those investments. How does it make you feel? Where are they moving you? The third thing is to adjust the expectations of those relationships. And not just your expectations, but sometimes the expectations of the others. And the fourth thing is to set new parameters for your relationships, or set your relationship budget. Make a plan for how you will move forward in what you will do, what you want, and where you're going, and who you want to be around. And finally, review and adjust. Always review and adjust, because things change, seasons change, people change, situations change. You have to be willing to make the adjustments as the changes occur. Before my mother passed away in 2012, I was deeply invested in helping with taking care of her. My dad was there every night. She had a friend that was there with her most days. But every now and then, I was there to fill in when I had to. If I couldn't, or if I didn't have to, then I had to look at the situation and make a determination, because I was in the middle of homeschooling three boys. It was tough balancing it all out. So each day, I would create a new relationship budget. I would weigh the cost and the investment. I had to plan it out on a day-to-day basis, because things changed on a day-to-day basis. But I learned that balance also required saying no sometimes. If something was just wanted, then I had to say no. If something was needed, I stepped in. And I had to find a way to be okay with those times when I would make the choice to say no. It wasn't always easy to make the choices, But because I had a plan in place, sometimes, like I said, day to day or moment by moment, but because there was a plan there, it made the choices a little easier when I did have to make them. Relationships can be a challenge, but relationships are essential to all we do and all we are. Creating a budget, rules, guidance, measurements, tools, whatever you want to define it, that can help you find your way to your balance. Whatever you're doing and wherever you're going, you need to be balanced so you can stand strong when the sand shifts beneath you, because it will. Even when the sand shifts, we still need to be focused on relationships because we are made to be in relationships. But without managing those relationships can run over us. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to walk through the budgeting process to create and manage our relationships. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are finding balance by managing relationships. I am Katherine Lang, your dream igniter. Giving fuel to your dreams ignites my own pursuit of purpose. If you're ready to launch into your big dream goals, connect with me at CoachForFocus.com. Everything in this life that we're doing, it's all about relationships. And everything worth doing and worth being is grounded in and founded on relationships. But relationships can be a double-edged sword because relationships will run out of control and run right over you when you don't manage them. I had a friend that always wanted to do things together. Always. She wanted to go places with me, and when we weren't going places, she wanted to be at my house with me. It was always about us being together, and I didn't want to offend her or hurt her feelings. But eventually, saying yes all the time caused me to miss a deadline at school, and that was my first red flag moment. It was time to get the relationship under control. So, I needed to make sure that the relationship wasn't controlling me. The first thing you do is test your relationships. The best way to understand anything is to work through the test method. When it comes to relationships, you can test each one by measuring the cost versus the reward. Now, granted, some of those relationships, the cost is really high right now. Can we say kids? And sometimes the reward is a long-term investment. But at least by taking time to look at the relationship, you can have a better understanding of the relationship. When I put that measuring stick up to my relationship with the friend I mentioned, it turned out that it was a lot about her. She wasn't supporting my journey in any shape, form, or fashion. She wasn't even listening to the challenges I was going through or the steps that I was taking. If she did have anything to say to me, it was usually cautionary. It was definitely not encouraging. So the cost was much higher than the return. Look over the relationship around you and look over the relationships that you have been actively invested in the last several weeks. What are you putting into those relationships? What are you gaining from those relationships? The next thing is to evaluate the relationships. How do you feel when you think about it? How do you feel about the relationships? How do you want to feel about the relationships? Be honest about your feelings. You can keep your responses to yourself. It's not about telling people how you feel. This is simply a measuring tool for you. It's not a required confessional moment. You're just trying to get your balance. So look over the relationship and be honest. When I looked over that relationship I mentioned, I knew that I needed people in my life that were going to feed my big dream goals. I did not need somebody to rein me in. Well, there are days when my husband would say otherwise, but most of the time, I just need someone that's going to help me fly. And she was a pragmatist, I guess you could say. By nature, she wanted me to be like her. And I get that. We all want others to be like us because it makes us feel like we're not alone when other people are like us. But I wasn't like her. And try as she might, she was never going to get me to stay in that box she was determined to get me in. You want to evaluate the relationships you have so you know the best ways and the best places to make the investments for all your resources. The third thing to do is to adjust your expectations. And sometimes you have to change what you expect to get out of the relationship what you need, or change the relationships to get the expectations you want. And you also have to adjust the expectations of others. That you want to find relationships that at least align with your expectations, even if they don't match exactly. I explained to my friend that I wouldn't be able to spend as much time with her. And I even offered an explanation. I mean, I had a new class I was taking. It was going to require an investment to take the class and to prepare for the class. But she didn't like it. And little by little, see, it's always about the little bits. Little by little, she pulled away. Now, to this day, we still acknowledge each other, but the relationship is not where it once was. And that's okay. Some relationships are seasonal. You meet at a time when you're both moving along parallel paths, but then the paths diverge and you move on. Some relationships are flash mobs. You meet for a moment, you gain some momentum, do a little dance, and then you move on. Some relationships are constants. You both do what you need to do, and you simply are there offering encouragement and support to the other to do what they need to do. But are you trying to make flash mobs permanent? Are you trying to make seasonals stretch beyond their boundaries? Adjusting your expectations can help you know when to accept and when to release. The fourth thing is to set your new budget. Set that budget for your relationships. How much can you invest? How much will you invest? How much are you willing to sacrifice? Every investment requires a sacrifice in another area. I took the time to think about really the important elements for me, the things I wanted in the relationships around me, the support, the encouragement, the dare to dream spirit, and dare I say, at least a little snark. I looked around for groups and events that contained at least one of those elements. And then I began to adjust my schedule to make time to be a part of the groups and events. At the same time, I guarded intensely those constant relationships in my life. I made sure that there was always time to invest in them. And when all was said and done, I had a plan for investing in growing up relationships for my balanced life. Knowing what you need, what you want, and what you're willing to invest will get you there and will allow you to make the better choices for moving in your direction. And the final thing that's involved with setting your relationship budget is to always review and adjust. Review and adjust. Can't say it enough. Review and adjust. And in case you didn't hear me, review and adjust. Too often we get attached to something or to someone and we think this is a constant. It has to be here. But it's shifted to a seasonal. Just like spring comes around every year, some of these seasonal relationships will bloom up and fade away, and then bloom up and fade away, time and time again. Know when to invest and when to pull back. It's okay. I was attending a local event every week. The people were amazing. They were idea crafters and dream inspirers, and there was plenty of snark to go around. Basically, I found my tribe. I found my people. I invested heavily in being around them. But their focus changed. They didn't change, but their focus did, and my focus did not change. So I still participate with them now and then, but I watch for those chances of aligned focus in order to invest together. You have to continue to review, and you have to be willing to make the adjustments so that you stay aligned with your big dream goals. Otherwise, you aren't controlling the relationships. You're letting the relationships control you. You can still care. You just don't have to give the relationships all that you are. You find the best ways to invest in the relationships. We are meant for relationships, but we need to choose to invest in the relationships that grow us into our possibilities. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, but when we come back, we will wrap up the path to our relationship budgets. Growing Hope will be back after these messages.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope. That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us. In fact...
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting
www.katherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are investing in building budgets for our relationships. I am Katherine Lang, your focus coach, here to help you find your focus and pursue your big dream goals. Visit coachforfocus.com to learn more. If you want to grow up relationships in your life and for your life, then you will have to be invested in relationships. You can't grow what you don't invest in. Investing in the wrong relationships will steal your possibilities and crush your dreams. Investing in the right relationships at the right times and in the right ways will set a firm foundation to launch you into your big dream goals. Test your relationships. Know who you're around and who you're investing in and why. Evaluate the relationships. Understand how the relationships are fueling your journey, or are they stealing your resources? And what are your feelings about both? Adjust the relationship expectations on both sides when possible. Set a new budget. Determine what is important and then make a plan to invest there. And review and adjust. Recognize the changing need of the relationships and the changing seasons for the relationships and adjust how you invest accordingly. One of my closest friends walked away from our friendship one day. Just gone. She didn't even discuss it with me. Didn't explain anything. She was just gone. And it hurt. The hole she left behind still echoes now and then. But when I began working through this whole budget system and applying the principle to relationships, it helped me heal that wound a little. Walking away didn't mean she didn't care. It meant that it was time. It was time for her. It was her new season. I became okay with letting go. And when I let go, it allowed me to invest all that energy I had been expending trying to hold on to an old situation that was gone. And it allowed me to invest into new relationships. You have limited resources and you want to invest in relationships that will grow and feed your possibility living. A relationship budget, or whatever you choose to call it, it's the process that allows you to manage your relationships, and it gives you control so that relationships are not allowed to run you down. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope and for being willing to invest in this relationship. I look forward to connecting with you more and learning about your relationship stumbles, the struggles, and definitely I want to hear about your relationship wins. Join me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page and bring a friend. Let's talk, let's share, let's grow. Remember, it's all about making friends, having fun, and finding ways to be relentlessly helpful. That's how we grow and nurture relationships. It truly is all about relationships, and relationships make the journey worth it. If we aren't invested in each other, then we are not fully utilizing the resources that we have. We are called to be in relationships, and we are made to grow up relationships. Invest in each other, and you'll invest each other in the right way for you this season. It is so important you find your way. This process that we're working through with the budgets, they help you find your way. And when you find your way, you are positioned to help others grow up and find their way. That's what it's about. It's about growing you to where you're supposed to be so that you can grow others to where they're supposed to be. And then they can grow others to where they're supposed to be. That's how we change the world, one choice at a time. I am Katherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference. because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share with you are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until we meet again, until next time, remember in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.